Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
What a huge weekend.
I avoided the Brady roast.
The roast.
Bill Belichick's funny.
That was not the best roast ever, but it was pretty damn good.
Mike Danger.
Posted and toasted.
Like that one.
Bounding and astounding.
Gene Battaglia.
It's coming. Schedule release, and it's coming in May.
No kidding, coming in May.
Murray with the winner. The Mavericks winning in overtime. Wow, what a comeback. Four unanswered goals for the Mavericks. Live to play another day.
Pesky Mavericks, right? We're going to game five back at Blue Cross Arena.
Friday night. Tonight, a rivalry renewed. Knicks and Pacers in the postseason for the first time since 2013.
Bang! Bang! What a shot!
T-Wolves at Denver. I think Minnesota can win tonight.
The Wolves.
The Wolves.
And Anthony Edwards comes out as the star.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Welcome to the Nationals!
Stanley Cup playoffs.
The Stars beat the Golden Knights 2-1 in Game 7.
The New York Rangers!
The Kentucky Derby is still relevant.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
The Hall of Famer, voice of the Rochester Americans, and the guy who had the legendary call Saturday night, Don Stevens, stops by the sports bar in less than 20 minutes as we look ahead to Friday night's decisive Game 5.
Do we have any of his calls? I hope we do. I mean, I should have asked you before, but he still has it. Like, Don Stevens, like, on a call when you were, like, on the edge of your seat listening to this.
Turn back on the near wing. Yops turns. Wrist shot. Knocked down. They score! Murray in front of the net. Finds the rebound. Hammers it in. Murray with the winner. The Mavericks winning in overtime. Wow, what a comeback. Four unanswered goals for the Mavericks. Put it away here. And the Mavericks victorious. Live to play another day.
Live to play another day. Yeah. And as Warren from the Amherst was telling us earlier, that the comeback on Saturday in Game 4 was the first of its kind by the Amherst in playoff history when facing elimination.
Yeah, down by 3 in the third. And we're talking to Mike Catalana. You listen to that call. Listen to how many Amherst fans are actually in Syracuse while that is happening.
Yeah.
Now, what can happen Friday, there's going to be a few. And there always are a few, but like I'm hoping, like Syracuse fans, just stay home. Okay, you have your basketball team.
No,
over there.
No, let them show up.
Let them show up.
Who cares? Yeah, show up, Syracuse fan.
Oh, who cares?
Go ahead, try us. Stop by. Come to Blue Cross Arena. As many as you want.
Oh, who cares?
Doesn't matter. We'll take them down.
But you think the Amherst have more pressure on them than Syracuse?
I do. I do. I look, you could say Syracuse has pressure on them because their season ended the way it did last year, and it has the opportunity to end in a similar fashion this year to the same team, and you just can't get over Rochester. I think if the Amherst are at home and it's a game five and it's a sold out barn, and now the expectation after you did what you did in game four, you got to clean up with these guys. What do you come on? You scored four unanswered.
Yeah. If you, well, last year, the elimination game, and we were there for that one, the Toronto game, where it just was like a snowball. You could just feel it kind of getting away from the Marlies. And then could that same thing kind of happen? This is also a team danger. The Amherst were up 2-0 in game two. Okay. Very close to the end of the second. They let that one get away.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'll talk to Seth Appert tomorrow at 4:25. And we'll get the thoughts from the Amherst head coach heading into Friday. And we'll recap, obviously, what was an unforgettable Saturday night in Syracuse. And like I said, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by the voice of the Amherst. On that call, Don Stevens will stop by the sports bar.
Ready for some takes here, Dan?
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, so why was Ken Dorsey, former Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, now that same position in Cleveland, why was he in Rochester Saturday
night? That sounds like breaking news. I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow.
Ken Dorsey in Rochester.
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Well, he was in your district, Danger, actually.
He was in Hilton.
Yes, he was being a dad. That's the answer. His daughter is a freshman sprinter for Orchard Park High School. She was at the Cadet Classic Invitational Hilton. And also, that is more like one of the top invitationals in high school track here in New York State. Now, couple of thoughts. One, I do think The Sopranos is the best written show of all time. So many layers to it. And one of those layers was this, that here's this mob boss that at the end of the day, he had to go home and be a dad. And just like you and I would, okay, he's dealing with things. And Ken Dorsey is doing exactly what any of us would. He's an NFL coach, and he's out there just like you and I, all bundled up Saturday night. Two, hey, kids of NFL coaches, they must have some of the thickest skin everywhere. I would think that most of them grow up just fine, but I do worry about some kids, like former Raiders coach Josh McDaniels. Remember that story, Danger? Yeah. Fired on Halloween night, calls his kids home from trick-or-treating, ruining their night.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait until
Daddy's
the next day.
Daddy's been fired.
Daddy's been fired.
This isn't about your trick-or-treating, your candy on Halloween, is your youthful memories. Dad's been fired on Halloween. That's your memory. Take that one. Yeah, why do I have the vision of Ken Dorsey at Foster's having like a fish fry in the Village of Hilton, just
he's
enjoying himself.
He's at the Dakota watching.
Yeah, he's over at the Dakota. I don't know why I can't. The Sopranos, you're right about The Sopranos too, by the way. I watched it when it first came out, and I remember thinking, you know, I like this show, but it's I don't know if it was necessarily for me. I watched it during the pandemic when HBO was giving their streaming away for free and everybody was stuck at home. And so I had the extra time and I'm like, I'm going to rewatch The Sopranos. And I'm telling you, man, watching that through the filter and through the lens of being a dad.
Oh, it's different.
Completely different experience than watching it as a single guy the way I did when it first came out. So you're right. I mean, it's a interesting thing to imagine Ken Dorsey, an NFL coach, just doing what he needs to do, being a dad. And for the kids of the NFL, but I mean, we heard some stories about, in Chicago. I can tell you that Matt Nagy's kids, when things weren't going well for the Bears, it wasn't good for him. It wasn't good for his family.
There was like some video, like, you know, fire Nagy. Like, stop. Like, and I look, if you didn't know Saturday night, then you didn't know. Like, honestly, like, nobody should be like, oh my gosh, there's Ken. No, let him be.
Yeah, there's a former NFL starting quarterback in Hilton. Wow, that's great. Exciting. Saturday was also a big sporting event. We always talk about the Masters as a showcase of wealth. Gene, can I get a verdict on the Kentucky Derby? I mean, that's a showcase of wealth, right?
Right, for those flying in and all in their seersucker suits. And
yeah.
And I own this horse.
Now, Peter, one of our regulars, pointed out, he thinks that the race is overrated. I won't lie. I was watching the Kentucky Derby. I was at a party, Kentucky Derby-themed party, drinking a mint julep, and the photo finish was edge-of-your-seat drama. I loved it. But then you have the interviews afterward with the billionaire horse owners and the trainers and their bratty kids afterwards. Gino, yuck. It's just a little unsettling.
Yeah, there's a lot of different. Like, that's not the one for us. You've told the story of when you've been down in Baltimore.
Oh, when I went to Pimlico for Preakness. I mean, the part that they don't show is the absolute anarchy that is the infield party. I mean, the infield party is that's the scene. That's anarchy. It's insane. It's like every festival that you've every music festival you've ever been. It's just bedlam.
Well, the idea that why would we need the Kentucky Derby when we're looking at our phone? We could. What's interesting, and again, you're just kind of going off of reports here. This was the biggest pull for the Kentucky Derby, like you would think. And my theory on this is like, all right, now that we're have this out in the open, it's the tide that lifts all ships here.
Full disclosure, I didn't bet on it, but we were standing around watching, and everybody got to pick a horse. Everybody's like, all right, who's your horse? Who's your horse? And I went with Sierra Leone, the 9-2, and lost by a nose. I was like, I didn't know nothing about any of these horses going in. I just saw 9-2 odds. I'm like, Sierra Leone. I'm going to go Sierra Leone. And the two horse just short.
There is something exciting, though, when you have money on any horse race. Mm. When you're just kind of watching and
fantastic.
You're coming around the bend and like, oh my gosh, all right, this is happening. And
look, I get it. I get why there's appeal there, and there is appeal there. I don't know that I would say that the race is overrated. I would just say that the everything surrounding the race with the billionaire owners and their trainers and not really. Mass appeal.
Bob Baffert. I'm above it all.
Arrogance and pompous. Yeah.
It's bad the Yankees haven't won since 09. The Cowboys haven't won since 96. But those pale in comparison to a team with as many resources and a huge fan base and a whole giant city behind them as the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not to win a cup since 1967 and... out once again, Danger. Yeah. Again to that same team, Boston. Yep. Like, Danger, you and I weren't both alive last time they won it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. 67, six teams, and then 1970, 12. It is truly remarkable how the Leafs continue to set the standard in sports for failed expectations.
So I started thinking about this. Let's take it a step further, because the Leafs not being able to get over and exiting the playoffs early every postseason. Do we have comparisons in other leagues? And I think we do. The Maple Leafs of the NBA, we were just talking about it with Catalana. It's easy. It's the 76ers. Every year, including this year, is supposed to be their year. The expectations are out of control, and their early bounce from the postseason can be predicted. It can't even sniff a conference final. Major League Baseball? The Toronto Maple Leafs of Major League Baseball, to my eyes, have to be the Brewers, right? Always farting around, never advancing deep in the postseason. Who would be the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NFL, Gene? You know, the team that has talent at key positions, competes in the regular season, has a passionate fan base with high expectations, and always has an early exit from the playoffs. Who? Because I'm really struggling here to come up with a comparison for the Toronto Maple Leafs in the NFL.
Yeah. Do I need to say it out loud? No. I'm going to go back to the...
I was hoping you were going to push back on it a little bit. You can't push back on it, though, can you? It's kind of there. It's kind of what there. It is. Like, the Bills are the Maple Leafs of the NFL. I said it.
Yeah, it's right. And at least the Maple Leafs can say, hey, we won in 67. And I guess Bill's old timers would say, we won the AFL with Keith Stratton in 1964, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The 76ers, here's where I would push back on that. At least when you had AI, they got to the final. They were fun. The Leafs don't even get to the final.
Yeah.
And in 83, they win with Moses Malone, the 4-4-4 year. So. The answer is Sacramento, Danger. The Rochester Royals, buddy. 1951.
Who, what?
1951. Rochester Royals.
Yeah, but Sacramento was so bad for so long.
No, they're not relevant.
I mean, they're good now. They're somewhat relevant in the NBA now. They have some talent now. But man, before this, it was a long, long, long drought. Sacramento was just not even relevant.
What about the Clippers? Never won anything. Chris Paul,
same.
Nothing.
I view them as the same. Like, the reason why I like the Brewers comparison to Major League Baseball is it feels like the Brewers are always in it. Like, they're always kind of in it. They never like the last place team. They're always farting around, like, yeah, we like
they
to
are,
say.
Yeah, they are the team farting around.
And you know, the Sixers, yes, I remember the AI team. But since then, it feels like every year is their year. Every year we're going to make, this is the year that we've got our guy in the process and everything. You know, why am I talking about the Sixers? Really, we should leave it up to somebody who really has some strong opinions about Philadelphia to tell us what really is holding back the Sixers and really Philly sports fan in general.
They just stink. They just stink in every way. Like, they think they're a big market. The fans are obnoxious. The fans are the kind of people who walk around with dirty feet and slides, like with no socks on in the middle of the summer. It's just like the city itself I don't really like, particularly the food's not that good. Like, you go around there and you're like, you walk around the city of Philadelphia, and you're like, man, this is a trash hole. This is like a dumpster fire of a city. Like, there's maybe like some pockets of beauty, but there's just nothing green. It's concrete everywhere. And I think they have a very high opinion of themselves in Philadelphia. They think that they should be winning more than they do. And, like, truthfully, they should all just lock in on the process, just being in a perpetual state of the process.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs.
So anytime Catalana comes at me, and he's a guest on the show, and I try to take the high road with the Mets, but I just like, you know, like, I'll let Trista do the talk.
I just remember the first time Catalana heard that on our show. I think his response was, who is Trista Crick, and what is she talking about? She has no idea.
That got him angry.
Well, good takes usually do. You split an audience, get you angry. We got to get to the voice of the Rochester Americans joining us next. The Hall of Famer, Don Stevens, with an unbelievable call on Saturday, the improbable come-from-behind win by the Rochester Americans, forcing Game 5 Friday in their series here against Syracuse. We welcome in Don. We'll get his take on it. I mean, he's called a lot of Amherst hockey. I don't know that he's ever called one like what we saw on Saturday, so we'll get his point of view from that on the way next here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
The deciding Game 5 for the Rochester Americans against Syracuse on pace to be a sellout as of now. 8,300 tickets have been sold for this game. and Coach Seth Dafford on the amazing comeback in Game 4.
That's a heck of a win. And that was an improbable win. And they can enjoy this as brothers and as teammates. Take a day off tomorrow, and then we'll start chipping away at getting them refocused after that.
We'll talk to the Hall of Famer, the voice of the Rochester Americans, Don Stevens, coming up next here in the Sports Bar. NBA tonight, two games. The Knicks and Pacers begin at MSG. It's Game 2, Minnesota and Denver. Timberwolves are up 1-0. The Red Wings off today. They begin a series tomorrow at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Top of the second in the majors, just one game. No score between the Giants and the Phillies. Yankees off tonight. The Mets are in St. Louis. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Turn back on the near wing. Yop turns, wrist shot, knocked down, they score! Murray in front of the net, finds the rebound, hammers it in. Murray with the winner. The Mavericks winning it overtime. Wow, what a comeback. Four unanswered goals for the Mavericks. Put it away here, and the Mavericks victorious. Live to play another day.
The voice of the Rochester Americans joining us now in the Sports Bar, Hall of Famer Don Stevens. Of all your calls through all the years, Don, the most improbable in the postseason on Saturday night. I mean, walk us through that moment. That was ridiculous.
You know, it was actually, it was back to the end of the second period when they by three goals. I'm sorry, we're going to do this week coming up. We got a goal and thinking to make a game of it. And then we got that second goal. And they're going to win this game. When back to within a goal and thinking, yeah, they're going to win. And it ended up getting the third goal. Of course, these two teams are going to go to overtime. I mean, what do you expect? Going to overtime and then had some glorious offense in the overtime session, but didn't. And I can't, you know, seems like maybe.
Hey, Don, we're having some connection issues here with Don, trying to get him on. Let's see if we can get Don back on the blower, maybe try. And get Don on a landline because his cell seems to be breaking up there quite a bit on us, and we want to make sure we get the full picture from not just Saturday night, but a look ahead to what is in front of this team here with a decisive Game 5 in their series against Syracuse. You'll be able to hear the action on the Fan Rochester starting at 7 o'clock, and as Gino and I mentioned earlier today, we will be live at the arena from 3 until 7, right up until puck drop, as your kind of extended Amherst pregame show for Game 5 there Friday afternoon. So if you have plans and you already have your tickets to go to the game, make sure you stop by and say hello. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? Because it looks as if this will be a sellout. Tickets are moving fast and only a few seats remain. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet for the Game 5 against Syracuse at Blue Cross Arena Friday night, move fast. Blue Cross Arena box office. Check out Amherst.com, Ticketmaster as well, and get in there for what will be, I imagine, a memorable game Friday night as the Amherst look to close out the Syracuse crunch after falling the down three in that game Saturday and you know, the miraculous comeback, four goals unanswered with the overtime winner from Brett Murray on Saturday night.
This is like, you know, technology here in the year 2024. Don, what's a different number you could... yeah, I think this might be.
All right, so we got Don back on the blower. Oh, we got Don on, hopefully on a landline here so that we can understand what he was saying, because that was a little bit of a rough sell there that we had a little rough patch with Don. Don, good to have you back on with us. And I'm sorry, man, we had a bad connection and it was really challenging to get your take on that call from Saturday night. We know how improbable that win was for the Amherst. What was that feeling like there in the arena for you?
Well, actually, it was a long-term feeling back to the start of the third period or the second intermission. I'm thinking, okay, well, what am I going to do this week? We come out 19 seconds and score that first goal. I'm thinking, well, okay, they're going to make a game of it. And then we got that second goal, and I'm thinking, you know what, they're going to win this game. And then the third goal is tied up, and of course, they're going to overtime between these two teams. Yeah. I mean, what do you expect, you know? It's going to be overtime, and And the thing was that Syracuse had some glorious opportunities in the overtime to put it away. There were a couple of times they had like a full empty net to shoot at and miss. So I'm thinking at that point, well, okay, the Amerks are got a little luck on their side here tonight. And sure enough, the thing was they finally were jamming the front of the net and getting as many bodies in the front as they could, and it paid off. And Big Murr, as I call him, was there to finish the job.
Yeah, Breyerle with two. Murray gets the game winner in overtime. Don, what was it like there in that building in Syracuse? Because listening to you certainly sounded like there was a lot of Amerk fans on hand.
First of all, you're mentioning Byro and Murray. Also want to mention Joe Ciccone, for example. He really started off the scoring with a tremendous pass to Byro, and then Rusek with three assists. Those guys, that line was just tremendous. But anyway, the building was rocking. Even before the start of the game, you could hear the fans outside and chanting, and basically the Rochester fans took over the building. They said, "Hey, Syracuse fans, it's our building, and we're having the night," and they certainly did. I believe they were a huge part in helping the Amerks in their comeback.
Pretty remarkable to see, you know, just to see how this series has gone. And I want to go back to last week when you had the double overtime thriller and you have your goalie making 60 saves and you have an opportunity in that game, an amazing offensive opportunity with a 2-on-0 that you're not able to capitalize on. I look at the way that game ended. I look at the way this game ended. And I think to myself going into game five, I worry that there's maybe a little bit more pressure on the Amerks to get this done than there is on the crunch, Don. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thinking is that there's a lot of pressure on both teams. I don't know that one has any more pressure than the other. Certainly the Amherst do have pressure on to win that deciding game on home ice, but on the other hand, Syracuse, year after year after year, they just can't seem to beat Rochester. What the Amherst have beaten Syracuse, what, 5 out of 6 times in the playoffs so far? And in regular season, I know the Syracuse fans are just fed up with consistently losing to Rochester. So that puts a lot of pressure on the Syracuse team, too. So I think both teams have a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And I think actually both teams can just go out and have a good time.
Don, do you get paid extra for overtime?
Actually, no.
I think this stat is it's fun to share. That's the first time the Amerks have played 3 straight overtime games in a series since before you were calling the games, Don. You got to go back to 1983, the defunct New Haven Nighthawks. What is it about Rochester and Syracuse? We saw this back in the regular season that quite often 60 minutes is not enough.
Not between these two teams. They're very evenly matched. I think Rochester might have a little bit more speed, but Syracuse has a little bit more size. They each have some of their strong points and maybe their little bit weaker points, but neither team really has much at all in the way of weaknesses. It's just two very evenly matched teams, and they both have a huge desire to beat the other.
Do the Amerks gain that edge? And we already saw it in game 4. I mean, getting Brett Murray back, getting that bigger body, that veteran presence, that guy that can mix it up a little bit, heading into game 5, does that give the Amerks any sort of edge?
Oh, yeah. Not only that, but I think about the game before when Mersch took a nasty cut over the mouth and headed for the locker room right off the ice. But then probably shouldn't have, but he did come back out onto the ice at the early stages of the next period, and a big boost there for the team. But they didn't win the game, but it was still a big boost, and then Murray coming back. And there's a lot of things that you see some players, some individuals, like Rusek, for example, just stepped up huge. I think that's one of the best games I've ever seen him play. There's just a lot of things that individuals do to boost the morale of the team.
Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, the Amerks somehow alive here. And like as you mentioned, getting that first one very quick in the third put everybody on notice. But Don, you were here, 87 calling a championship, 96 calling a championship. I guess my question is, what happened Saturday night? Is there anything in your career here in Rochester that you could compare that to?
This team has had a lot of years where they have been so strong, and you just knew they were going to come back. They'd get down in a hole and have some great comebacks over the years. So it's not out of the ordinary. Perhaps the timing of this one is just just huge because it comes in a playoff game and a do or die situation. Just a huge comeback, but we've seen it before, and there's just something. Rochester has a history, kind of like Hershey has a history, and I think that's very important for the players to know and to feel that history, and it gives them just a little extra spur to do the things that they do.
Don, what have your eyes seen this series so far out of the youngsters? And look, they're getting more and more playoff experience. It's their second postseason, but tell me what you're seeing out of Kulik and Rosane so far this season against, or this series against Syracuse.
How do I put it? They haven't been the strong ones, I guess, in this series so far. Kulik and Rosane is, maybe they're being watched a little bit closer by the opposition. It's been some of the more veteran players that have really stepped up, I think, for the Amherst, such as Eops is just unbelievable, and Mersch and Prow and Davies and Ciccone, and some of those guys have just really stepped up here. Because I think they know what, they know a little bit more about what to expect in the playoffs. Kulik and Rosane, for example, did go through it last year, but I think they had it maybe a little bit easier last year at this point than right now. So they're learning this is very tough. This is as tough as they're going to have it in their professional life.
Don, what bring us behind the curtain there, and I know you can't tell us everything, but just what was that like following the game? Was that a team that was like, okay, guys, on to round five, or was it more than your normal kind of celebration? Like, what was the mood of the team heading back on that bus from Rochester on Saturday night?
Actually, because of the playoffs, and there's so many players in that, we're on two buses. The staff, the coaches, and are on one, and then the players are all on the other. So I wasn't on the players' bus. I heard it was pretty quiet. Well, the coaches' bus was rather raucous, to say the least. I mean, the coaches were so unbelievably happy, and it was quite a trip back on that bus. But, you know, I said to somebody the other day, they said it was so quiet on the players' bus. I said, well, they had no gas left in the tank. I mean, they expended everything they could do to win that game. So it was pretty quiet, and I think that they probably needed that bit of a rest time.
So, Don, if we look ahead to Friday, you just said something that makes me a little bit nervous. Like, I hope they haven't emptied out the tank. If they have, they need to refill it for Friday night because it's a decisive game five. And when we talk to Seth, he always tells us about finding these little adjustments between two teams that know each other so very well. What do you think the Amherst need to do? What adjustment do they need to make here to give themselves the best chance of winning game five?
Well, I wouldn't worry about running out of gas for the game on Saturday. If it was a game the next day, I might be. But sure, this is several days to recoup. They're going to be fully loaded. Their tanks are going to be fully full when it comes to game time on Friday night. So that doesn't bother me. It's just making sure that they do. I believe, at least what I feel and saw from my vantage point, they do a little bit more of what they did last game, and that is start to be more forceful in front of the net, to get more bodies in the vicinity of the goalie. That's an interesting thing. We don't know which goalie they're probably going to play. I don't know. They might be changing, going back to Matt Tompkins, but we'll see then. But they just got to get more activity in front of the net, I think.
Yeah, and we know who's going to be in net for Rochester here, Don. And boy, we, you know, it's one of those, hey, we're in the sports bar, we want to debate here. Like, you have Pupa winning a championship. You have other great goaltenders like Steve Shields winning a championship. How would you put in words what Devin Levi has done so far here, Don?
Spectacular. I mean, I'm running out of superlatives, I think, but dominant, spectacular, just miraculous, all of those different words are appropriate for his play. He's just been fabulous.
Well, Don, unbelievable night on Saturday night. Really appreciate the call. It's one that we'll remember for a long, long time. And we're looking forward to Friday night. We know the barn is going to be rocking. We hear it's close to a sellout.
Yeah, and Don, we're going to be doing our show from the Blue Cross there, 3-7. So we might guilt you into coming on with us live on Friday here. So,
oh, I bet you I could find my way to where you're at. I remember where you were last time, so maybe it's the same spot.
Yeah, if we're in the same spot.
I just want to mention that you've got time to get some tickets, but not a whole lot of time. There are tickets available. But get them soon because they are going quick. So those listeners out there that haven't gotten their tickets yet, do so right away so you can make sure. And by the way, also, you can get playoff memberships, which will assure you seats for the whole playoffs. And we know how it went last year with sellouts and that. So that's a good idea. And this year they have a set where pay-as-you-go, too. So very good program for you as far as tickets are concerned.
It's good. It's important to get that out, Don, because do not contact Don Stevens directly if you didn't get your tickets, because Don does not have tickets for you, and neither do Danger and I.
I do not have tickets.
Well, Don, we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Yeah, you know where we'll be. Follow the scent. You'll be able to smell me, and then, you know, just follow that down to where we are, and we'll get you on Friday as well before we get to the ice on Friday night.
Now, looking forward to it. It's always fun with you guys.
Appreciate Don. Don Stevens, voice of the Amerks, joining us in the sports bar. Wild night in Syracuse on Saturday night. Looking forward to another wild night in Rochester on Friday night for Game 5.
Yeah, like, it's incredible how it was actually like kind of the Amerks were down in the deciding game to Syracuse last year, and Seth kind of came in and said, hey, everything's going to be okay, and sounded like from his post game on Saturday that was kind of the same speech. When we'll quiz Seth on what exactly he said there.
This was Seth Appert on what his message was to the team going into the third.
On the way through, immediately, I just told the guys, take a break, take a breath. We're going to win this game. We'll be back in 7 or 8 minutes to talk about it. And then when I came back, we just very calmly laid out how we believed we could get back into it. A few execution things systematically, and then, you know, a few things just in terms of giving them something to shoot for. You know, we got to get one in the first 6-7 minutes. You get one in the first 6-7, you put the seed of doubt in their mind, instead of them being able to ride out an easy victory. Then you get one in the next 7 or 8 minutes after that, and now you're sitting there 5 minutes to go and you have a chance to tie it late. So credit to the guys that we got one in the first shift, so that helped. And Byro, Rusek, and Weisbach were just excellent in the third period, leading the way.
Can't wait for Friday, man. Yeah, I'm like, fired up.
Yeah,
real fired up. And I know Amerks fans are as well. Again, tickets are moving fast, so don't hesitate on that for Friday night, and we expect that it'll be a sold-out bar, and Blue Cross Arena will be rocking with Syracuse coming in for that Game 5.
No, the story can't end here, like for this team.
No.
No, that's why when you're saying the Amerks have pressure on them, I think Don's right. Like, who has more pressure? They both have pressure. I like, for Syracuse, look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. They can't get by Boston every year. Like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Boom, 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 down you go. Like if you're Syracuse, you're up 3-0 on your home ice in 20 minutes away, and you couldn't close that out. Somewhere in the back of your mind this week, you got to be thinking, you know what? Not a bad time of year to go hit the links, or maybe, you know, wrap it up. I honestly, like, some of that has to be going on.
Well, it'll be a memorable night for sure Friday night. We're going to be a part of that there from 3 until 7. We'll be live from Blue Cross Arena. If you're going to the game, make sure you stop and say hi to us. We'll probably be, I'm guessing we're going to be in that upper atrium concourse area there. If you go up the escalators to your right. Yeah. If that's our spot, that'll be great. And you know, we'll have everybody on with us leading up to puck drop at 7 o'clock. Don will have the call, and you can hear all of Friday night's action here on your home for Amerks hockey, the Fan Rochester.
We can go over some of the NFL headlines coming up next, including, wait a second, Tank Dell got shot over the weekend?
Is that this weekend or last weekend?
Last weekend, yeah.
So. Yeah, we see the recovery for Tank Dell and a couple of other wide receivers of note taking visits with teams in the last 24 hours as well. And when will we get a schedule release from the NFL? We can debate that here in a little bit. That's coming up here on the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on The Fan, Rochester.
The NFL and their infinite wisdom were very vague with when they were going to lay out their schedule for 2024.
It's done on purpose, Danger, because they want to give everybody a little bit of time to get excited. They need to give their social media departments also time to hit their deadlines and everybody. Yeah. The schedule's already done.
They do your schedule release videos, right? Those videos that go viral every year when the NFL releases their schedule. So when will we get an NFL schedule? Not really feeling like this is the week that it's going to happen, but next week does make some sense. Historically, they usually release it on a Thursday. Next week in the TV industry, it's upfront week, so all of the networks and all of the streamers are propping up their new shows, and so it would make sense with that going on that they would also announce a game or two leading up to the full release. And I would imagine that by early next week, we're getting some morsels.
They always give you, at least the last couple of years, the TV partners, hey, it's Monday Night Football. Well, tune in tomorrow morning to Good Morning America and Fox and Friends or whoever the show is for the network to try to get you to tune in the morning of. So that's going to be the first step here. And we're kind of running out of time, I think, for this week for that to happen. And you know what? That's just fine. I just marvel the fact that everybody can keep a secret here.
Yeah, it is pretty tight-lipped, and I'm sure you're signing a lot of non-disclosure agreements if you're an employee of the NFL, if you're working on that schedule release social media video. You mentioned it last week, and it bears repeating when we talk about the release here. ABC, you know, Monday Night Football won't be airing on ABC this fall,
So they're going to pare it down to 5 or 6, like everyone. Well, last year we had the writer's strike, so they needed some some content. And this year, well, they don't need to split an audience there.
So I imagine that the morning shows will get the first crack there at sharing some of those scheduling morsels. The Today Show probably announce, you know, where you can. Or who's going to, you know, streaming on Peacock this date and this date and this date. And I'm sure you'll get plenty of Sunday Night Football action from them as well. A handful of notable dates. You'll find out who the opponent for the Chiefs are that week one, that kickoff game. So guessing next week. Don't have anything official. Guessing next
week. If we get to this point tomorrow, it would be definitely next week. Fun fact here about the Buffalo Bills, since Sean McDermott took over here. Prior to this week, they had only drafted one wide receiver in rounds 1, 2, or 3.
Zay Jones.
That's it.
Yeah. Zay Jones, who's working out in Tennessee today. Also, another wide receiver, free agent wide receiver working on Marquez Valdes-Scantling, formerly of the Chiefs, formerly of the Packers, visiting the Chargers. And yeah, Jones was released by Jacksonville last week after they drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
The guy that I consider fantasy poison at the running back position, I had him on my bench in multiple leagues last year thinking, boy, that Philadelphia offensive line, he's going to get a crack. He never even got on the field.
Yeah, it was tough. Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny's going to sign with the Panthers. So this is his third act in the NFL, right? Yeah. After originally being drafted by the Seahawks, battling injuries, moving to Philadelphia, and now after a season in Philly, going to Carolina to be in the backfield there, the Carolina Panthers. Let's keep your expectations low for fantasy purposes on Rashad Penny. What do you say?
Yeah, and Duke Johnson hanging it up.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was trying to remember, like, what happened to Duke Johnson? Oh, yeah, last I think we saw of Duke Johnson, he was kind of just hanging out on the Bills practice squad. No, the Bills last team he played for.
It's a little off the NFL, but do we hear from Steph Diggs tonight or do we see Steph Diggs? 1 year ago tonight is when we saw Steph Diggs in a different sort of
Met
setting.
Met Gala's tonight.
Yes. And Yeah. You want to talk about the celebration of wealth. Okay, the celebration of wealth in sport is the Masters. You could say the Kentucky Derby, but this, 75 grand per ticket. 70. I guess if you're Diggs, go knock yourself out here.
Yeah, I should have. I forgot. That's like must-see.
You forgot? Like,
it's must-see in my house.
Yeah.
Like, the girls, no chance of me getting the girls to watch game one of the Bruins-Panthers series tonight.
No. The Knicks-Pacers tonight? Come on over to the Garaggio.
No chance.
You're going to be freezing in the Garaggio while they're all inside.
They're going to be inside watching the Met and looking in their phones and looking at who's who and who's dressed up as what and what's going on. I don't get it, man, but they love it. That's fine. And they got excited when Diggs was there. When I took my daughter to her first Bills game last year, she only knew Diggs because Diggs was at the Met Gala. Oh, that's Diggs? I like him. Yeah, Diggs is good. I like Diggs.
See, when I went to my college reunion, the executive producer last year went, but part of the negotiation was we had to go to the Met. And I learned all about Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was, boy, that was a big
deal. I took my kid to the Met.
Yeah,
when we were in New York City, I took her to the Met as well. She wanted to see it. We did the whole thing. And yeah, it's impressive. It's a lot of fun. And if you're into it, you're into it. It's, not my first choice, but I'm not going to say that anybody – I'm not going to judge anybody harshly or negatively for enjoying the Met Gala tonight. So who from the NFL would show up at the Met tonight? You said Diggs was last year.
Diggs was last year. So if Diggs shows up last year, like, do you get another receiver that wants to say, I'm the alpha here, like a CeeDee Lamb or somebody?
Has Beckham ever gone to the Met? Because it feels like something Odell Beckham Jr. would do. I wonder if Odell Beckham Jr. has ever been to the Met. Who else could potentially show up to the Met Gala tonight? If not Diggs, who? I'm saying OBJ. Just signed. Name is in the news. Has the money. Can throw it around a little bit.
Oh, he's, let's see here. Oh, yeah, he's been to the Met.
Ah! See, I should know this.
Odell Beckham, he's like, it looks like he's wearing a green tracksuit. He is wearing a $650,000 diamond chain.
Oh. With Gucci sweats?
Yeah.
That's impressive. All right. So, all right, I was right. He was somebody. Maybe a New York Jet. Maybe we see.
Oh, Rodgers.
I mean, there's cameras.
Rodgers. How could you overlook the obvious?
There's cameras everywhere. If he's around, maybe. Happy hour is next, and we have time for your calls at 866-4326. You know what I'd love to hear from? I'd love to hear from an Amherst fan who was in Syracuse Saturday night. I would love to know what that was. Because it sounded like an Amherst takeover, and it felt like it was an Amherst, and certainly that third period was an Amherst takeover as they get the overtime win, four unanswered goals to force the game five coming up here on Friday. 866-4FAN if you want to pull up a stool. 585-866-4326. More on the way in the sports bar.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.